Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Remember, what you appreciate appreciates. It grows. What you appreciate appreciates. And did you know that practicing gratitude can actually change the molecular structure of your brain? Yes, it is that powerful. When you express gratitude, not just say you're grateful, but express gratitude, your brain releases a dopamine, it releases serotonin, which are two crucial neurotransmitters that are responsible for your emotions, and they make you feel good, and they enhance your mood pretty much immediately.
Never underestimate the power of gratitude. Appreciating what you have opens the door for more abundance to come in your life.
If you want to see the power that you have to change your life really fast, then start doing gratitude and it will just blow your mind.
The law works like this. If you don't stop being grateful, then the law will vibrationally match and give you more and more to be grateful for.
Give you something to be grateful for.
Absolutely. So in the beginning, you find something to be grateful for, and then you grow into just being in gratitude. It doesn't have to have an object at all.
What happens in our lives when we lack gratitude?
We're taking things for granted, which means things will be taken from us.
Gratitude expands our perception. It's like if we're focused and worried about something in our life, then all of our attention is going towards a possible worst case scenario. And we experience that biologically, chemically. So if we shift our attention and go to one little, it doesn't have to be monumental, one thing to be grateful for, our perception begins to expand.
Gratitude is the great multiplier. Set the universal forces in your favor for tomorrow. Tonight, before you fall asleep, go back over your whole day in your mind and replay each good moment, feeling genuine gratitude for each one. This practice ensures the universe will make your tomorrow a day filled with good moments and plenty to be grateful for the next day as well.
Gratitude erases negativity. Joy and depression cannot reside in the same space.
Gratitude's an excellent practice, man. Yeah. It's the opposite of arrogance and resentment. I think it's a great thing to become an expert at. And I think that you can allow yourself happiness if you're grateful.
The habit of feeling and expressing gratitude to those around you and to life in general has a wonderful effect on your personality and overall life circumstances. Remember, you become what you think about most of the time. An attitude of gratitude, which is the highest way of thinking, causes you to be more sensitive and aware to people around you. The more gratitude you have, the more gratitude you express, the better and more positive your personality will be. The higher your self-esteem becomes, the more popular and liked you will be by all the people around you. Even in the midst of the greatest difficulties you will experience in life, you can always find things for which you are truly grateful. Those are just a few things you can do to begin developing an attitude of gratitude.
You see, gratitude not only affects yourself, but others around you as well. This is a constant battle that we face in our minds every day. We wake up every day and choose the life we are going to live. Why not make it a grateful one? My gratitude only escalated in relation to my faith, and it was in this faith that I felt stronger, could push harder, and reach for the stars.
The perspective and gratitude around life. There's a lot of things we could be sad and frustrated about that happened to us or that didn't happen to us that we wish would have.
And we can hold on to these things, or we can say, you know what, man, you know, 150,000 people didn't wake up this morning in the world.
Exactly.
I did. I'm here. Even if I have a hand that I don't love, and I got this challenge and this thing happening and this betrayal and this sadness, I'm still here. I can enjoy this moment.
The body's so objective. It doesn't know the difference between the experience that's creating gratitude and the gratitude he's creating by thought alone. To the body, it's a relief from the past. Its energy is changing, its consciousness is changing, it's receiving different chemistry with different information, with different instructions, and it takes an act of conscious will to bring that up when you have no reason to be grateful, especially when you've lost your practice, you've lost your health, you've lost relationships. It gets real, it's so much easier to feel like a victim. It's just easier. And you gotta find it. You gotta find it, and you gotta want it more than the lack of not having it. You gotta want to feel it, and you wanna practice it, because it makes you feel good when you do. But making the first step to switch from the victim to someone who's grateful.
But I'm gonna give you the big one. And this is why life gives you these great tests. I had a really good friend of mine. I went to lunch and he said, I don't know who this guy is here in front of me. And he goes, let me ask you a question, honestly. Right now, what are you grateful for? And at the lunch, I said, jack shit, nothing, brother. There's nothing good in my life right now. And I'm not exaggerating this to you when I tell you this, and this is a factual story. As I'm mouthing these words, two people walked in with an older man. Both of them clearly were fighting cancer somehow. Both had lost their hair. One of the ladies had a bonnet on, and they were barely moving in. Both walked by our table and gave me the most warm greeting, the warmest smile as a stranger. And he goes, that's pretty freaking pathetic. You can't find anything in your life to be grateful for right now. And on the drive home, I'm not kidding you, I started to stack gratitude. I started to take inventory. Because if you can find things to be grateful for in that space, man, is your life going to be rich when there really are external things to be grateful for.
What is the appropriate attitude towards the future? And I would say, well, we could put past, present, and future in the same bin. Say, well, one of the things that you want to do is practice gratitude. That's one of the primary religious rituals, you might say, is the practice of gratitude. And you might say, well, my life is so horrible, what do I have to be grateful for? And I would say that's for better or worse, that's still a form of blindness, right? I mean, people can have very, very difficult situations, can be in very, very difficult situations. And it's in those difficult situations where the search for gratitude becomes something that is by necessity deeper and more difficult. But that doesn't mean it's not appropriate.
We should, you know, wake up with some sense of gratitude that here we are, fully able-bodied. And if we just set in motion sometimes a foot, a step, something, somebody who doesn't even have a foot anymore, doesn't even have a step. And if we just do that, that our brain and just because a lot of our listeners struggle with the emotional type of stuff, you know. But if we just do that, that our brains and our spirits will follow.
The most effective prayers are those expressed by individuals who have conditioned their minds to habitually think in terms of a positive mental attitude. For a great number of years, it was a mystery to me as to why my prayers failed more often than they succeeded. When I found out the real cause, I discovered that I was in the habit of going to prayer only when I was in difficulty, when I wanted someone to bail me out. Later on, I learned that the best way to go to prayer is to condition the mind long before an emergency arises by expressing thanks and gratitude for the blessings you already had.
I'm inspired by practicality and reality and the truth, which is it is ridiculously impossible to become a human being. I am one. I have other good things going for me as a human being, and I'm just grateful. You're dwelling and looking at what you don't have versus looking at what you have.
And I want to make sure that all you brainiacs know that gratitude can improve your brain function. Studies have found that gratitude can improve your decision-making skills. Again, quality of your life comes down to the quality of our decisions. It can increase your productivity. And it does this by activating your prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for things like critical thinking, for rational thought processes. And here's something for anyone who's ever struggled with sleep, and I know that's a big challenge for a lot of our podcast listeners, practicing gratitude may help you sleep better and longer.
And gratitude works a lot. If just being grateful for everything. The more, I always say the universe loves gratitude. The more you're grateful for what the good is in your life, the more good you get to be grateful about. And it's like, you know, if somebody gives you a present and you're, or gives me a present and I say, oh my God, I hate that color and it doesn't fit, and you know, that person will never give me another present. But if you say, oh, it's wonderful and thank you, I really adore it, it's great, that person is probably going to want to buy you a present every time they see something they think you would like. And it's like that with the universe. The universe loves gratitude.
People stay pissed off because they ain't a millionaire. But I got news for you. If you pissed off where you are right now, you'll never be a millionaire. You want me to tell you why? Because there is a principle of success that God requires our gratitude. The more you're grateful for, the more God will give you to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Grateful for.
Studies have shown that gratitude is not just a byproduct of good circumstances, but rather a practiced mindset that significantly influences mental and physical well-being. According to research published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, people who actively practice gratitude report higher levels of positive emotions, better sleep, and even lower blood pressure. The act of being grateful engages regions in the brain associated with moral cognition and value judgment, suggesting that gratitude is a skill honed through effort rather than a spontaneous gift of luck.
Teach your body, just for 15 minutes a day, what it would like to feel gratitude, what it would be like. And our data shows that you take someone, do that for 4 days, three times a day, they make an immunoglobulin called immunoglobulin A. It's your body's natural flu shot. It's the greatest immune chemical we have. 50% increase in the subjects we studied in 4 days. Immunoglobulin A, up 50% in 4 days. Where is that chemistry coming from? They're not taking anything. It's coming from within them, right?
You know that you can activate the positive cells in your brain and expect nothing but good to come to you. You can supercharge yourself with gratitude. Now, what do I mean by that? Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful that you know something about yourself. I am a spiritual being. I live in a physical body. I correspond with the material universe. I attract to me whatever's in harmony with me. And you see, if you concentrate on the good, and you concentrate on nothing but good coming to you, that's what's going to come. Thing that you will attract is what you focus on. Focus is the key. Focus on the good that you desire. Start to see it coming into your life.
There are studies showing that a regular gratitude practice can provide resilience to trauma in two ways. It can provide a reframing and resilience to prior traumatic experiences, so buffering people against the negative physiological effects and psychological effects of earlier trauma, but also inoculating them in many ways to any traumas that might arrive later in life. So that's a powerful thing. And today what we will talk about how that's actually accomplished. It's actually accomplished by shifting the way that the fear and defense networks in the brain actually function.
Never underestimate the power of gratitude.
appreciating what you have opens the door for more abundance to come in your life. The idea around this is we don't know what tomorrow brings. Life could be long, life could be short. We don't know. Think today. Wake up, presence, calm, breathing, meditation, prayer, whatever works for you. Think of intention. How do I want to live today? How do I want to show up? Even though I've lived my whole life in fear and reacting, and I've always acted a certain way, that doesn't matter. I'm not living in the past. I'm living in today, this intention right now. I'm living into it. And the only thing that matters is today.
When I stacked gratitude, I changed what I did in the morning and I changed what I did in the evening. And so somehow by grabbing control of my morning and by grabbing control of my evening, I got some measure of control over the middle of my day. I was an out of control person back in those days, meaning this, I woke up worried, stressed, fearful, and I immediately start thinking about a bill I had to pay, something that was wrong, and I'm in a state of reaction to begin every, I'm talking within 6 minutes of waking up, 6 seconds. Most people listening to this, that's what they do. I said, I gotta grab control of my morning, and I set up routines in my morning. Maybe they served me, maybe they didn't, but they were things I could deliver on doing for myself. And so not only did that give me control over the day, but I started to stack my self-confidence too.
Ladies and gentlemen, success is not an accident. It does not fall from the sky, nor is it handed to you on a silver platter. It is grown, and like anything that grows, it needs soil. Rich soil. That soil is made of two things, discipline and gratitude. Discipline is the daily decision to show up, even when no one is watching. It's waking up early when you'd rather sleep in. It's doing the work when motivation runs dry. Discipline is the price you pay in advance for greatness. But here's the secret most people miss. Gratitude is what makes that discipline fertile. Without gratitude, your grind turns bitter. But with it, every challenge becomes a lesson. Every failure becomes fuel. Gratitude flips the switch from I have to I get to. And that shift, it magnetizes success. You want to attract better results? Start by honoring the struggle. Start by giving thanks before the victory. Plant discipline, water it with gratitude, and I promise your success will bloom like never before. So today, choose both. Be disciplined enough to act. Be grateful enough to appreciate. And watch how the universe leans in your direction.
The acknowledgement of blessings in our lives leads to an open mind of gratitude.
I was in a restaurant one day and it struck me. They have gratuity. It comes from gratitude. Gratuity comes from gratitude. And you leave a gratuity. It's a tip to let them know that you're grateful for the service that you received. Well, be grateful for all the good that's coming into your life.
Gratitude is a very powerful transformational tool and also one of the most powerful tools for manifesting better things in your life. Now, what does that mean? The gratitude is to acknowledge the good in your life now. And it's surprising how many people don't do that, who can only see the bad in their lives or only complain, but it's extremely powerful to acknowledge the good that's in your life now.
There's an African proverb that I quote in there that says, when you see someone being grateful, you will also notice water running uphill. I didn't quote it very accurately, but the idea is that gratitude is extremely unnatural for the human being. You'll find it as often as water running uphill. We don't like to feel grateful, because in gratitude, there's a sense of inferiority. Like that person, oh, we're just this little child that they had to help and pat on the head and give us something that we don't, you know, that they're just patronizing us. They're doing something. We're not able to get it on our own. We don't like to feel that way.
For all of us, when it comes time to give thanks for something that has not happened yet, we're programmed, we're in a hypnosis. We are conditioned to believe that we need something outside of us to change how we feel inside of us. And when something happens favorably, the emotion that you feel is gratitude. You feel grateful for whatever it is that happened to you. And yet we're asking people then to find gratitude before they heal. And it's turning a battleship around. They have to really struggle to change in order to feel grateful. That's why so many people in their week-long events, they can't feel with their heart. They can feel with any other part of their body but their heart. And so it takes practice then to embrace gratitude.
And so when you ask me, how do you find happiness? I think that we need to set our sights on things that are bigger than finite success. And I think we do need a gratitude practice. Regardless of how little or how much you have, to be grateful for what you do have. If things go well, we're going to have to say goodbye to our parents. And we can't be angry about it. We want to say thank you for the times we had. And I think to have that level of appreciation for everything in our lives, how temporary all of this is, I think that's it makes you happier. I know it sounds like it makes you happier to just look at someone and be grateful. You know, failed relationships. You could be angry at the other person, or you can be grateful for the lessons they taught you and or for the good times you had. And I think to change our minds to gratitude, and you can, you know, it's a little bit, you know, hippy-dippy to have a gratitude practice, and that's fine, you know, if that's your thing.
Gratitude is best applied to all the small things that continuously surround you in life, and then you see the goodness of it all. Or you can just, let's say you have little or no money, so and you're looking for abundance. So how do you bring abundance into your life? You have to discover, to acknowledge the abundance that is already everywhere around you.
There's no way I could be grateful every single day. That's impossible. I urge you, though, to choose gratitude in the hardest moments of life, because you'll start to see a better version of yourself. You'll start to see a more empathetic, optimistic, selfless, and spiritual side that you may have never even seen before. I discovered more of who I was and am from the times that I chose gratitude and from the times that I didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.